and welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of February 3rd. I'm your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and Super Bowl-ready Melissa Hansen.
Don't, you can't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry, the big game.
We have to pay him like $1 million or something now.
So ridiculous.
Oh.
It's like the time we got sued by the wrestling guy.
Yeah, who has that very famous tagline that you cannot say because he has people out there hunting down people who say it or use it.
Let's get ready to
sue them. You don't say it. I think that's enough. We're going to get sued again now. Jeez, what are you doing to us, dude?
Oh, my God. So ridiculous. Anyways, yes, everyone is going to hunker down and watch the game, I'm sure. Or I should say watch the commercials and the movie trailers.
Yeah, we're planning on going out.
Yeah.
To watch it. We have a couple places we're choosing, but we may have freezing rain in Dallas during the game, so I don't know.
Okay.
Our plans may get changed a little.
Right. I think Bruno Mars is doing the halftime show this year.
Yeah. So we should see. And that's what I was saying. I'm like, even if we do go, because you know the whole thing, like you've got to get there a little early and then the game takes forever and all, it's like 6 hours.
I know.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, if we're tired, we can just leave after the halftime show.
Yeah, now the last couple of years, there have been decent games, which has been good. And I'm hoping, because the Seahawks and the Broncos, it shouldn't prove to be.
Yeah, it should be a good game, but it's just still, it's really long to be out somewhere. There's only so many, like, fried pickle chips or potato skins or something I can eat.
I've got my pizza and my little weenies. I'm all set.
You're set.
Yeah. What was your week in entertainment like?
I continued my, like, watching TV series about, like, women being abused.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so nice. I watched Top of the Lake.
What's that?
Which is, it's a Australian-New Zealand miniseries.
Okay.
It was, like, co-produced by, like, an Australian company and, like, BBC and Sundance Channel here in the U.S. Oh. Distributed it. And it is set in New Zealand. It's beautiful. It's filmed in New Zealand.
I'm sure, it's beautiful. Yeah.
It's gorgeous. That's half the reason to watch it.
Yeah.
It's a miniseries. It's either 6 or 7. They change it. It started out as like 7 episodes and they switched to 6 or vice versa, depending how you watch it. But it's on Netflix. It's a bit of a thriller mystery. It's Elizabeth Moss.
Oh,
from Batman and West Wing.
Yep.
She doesn't play an American. There was a bit of uproar with her casting.
Okay.
They didn't cast an Australian actress. but she plays a cop who grew up in New Zealand, small town, now works in Sydney, comes home because her mother's very ill, and ends up getting wrapped up in investigating a case.
Okay.
Like right there in her hometown of like a missing young woman.
Gotcha.
It's Jane Campion, who did the piano.
Yes.
That's her most famous. And speaking of that, Holly Hunter's in it.
Oh, interesting.
Plays this very interesting kind of guru-ish character.
Okay.
Like, she has very long, straight, gray hair, and she's not very attractive in this. No, it's really well done. Elizabeth Moss is up for awards this season for it.
Okay.
Like actress in a miniseries type stuff. I think she has a really good job acting in it. Really, all the actors are great, and there's a lot of fairly unknown and unknown to you and me.
Okay.
You know, actors, Australian actors, New Zealand actors in it. It's kind of a moody, it's not an action thriller.
Mm-hmm.
More kind of psychological, and we get into it very much. As she's investigating this missing girl, we learn all about her past. And it's very much a character study on her. And, you know, the other people around her. So it's not a fast-moving kind of thriller at all. If that's what you're in for action, this is not going to do it. It's much more thinking and just slowly putting the puzzle pieces together.
All right.
I think, but top quality. So.
And where can people come find it?
Netflix.
Okay.
And I'm sure other streaming, but I watched it on Netflix.
All right. Huh.
Interesting.
Yep. I'm still continuing to revisit Sherlock. I've got one more to go before I then dive into season 3. But really, this week has just been all theater related. I was working for Harvard Medical School. We've got V-Day coming up. We're opening V-Day this weekend, so we're in tech all week, which is the Vagina Monologues, which I think there are three or four men that are performing this year.
That's
for
great.
The first time. Yeah.
Good for you boys.
Yep. So that, and we just started rehearsals for August Osage County, which is going to be a phenomenal show with this cast.
Oh, that's
so
great.
We're still rehearsing Hamlet, so just a bit busy.
Yeah.
Box office this week, surprisingly stark. And
stark,
empty.
Yeah. The numbers make up slightly because recording is a little early, but it looks like just over 12 million for a ride along for the weekend.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
That's nothing at all. And then That Awkward Moment at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Frozen, just under 9.
It got a boost from that sing along edition.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have kids. I don't know about this.
Yeah.
Sing along with it, because that's what I've heard from all my mommy friends.
Yeah.
After they took their kids to see that movie, that's all they've heard out of their mouths since then is those songs.
Mm, I've just still got to go see it.
Yeah. But so Nut Job, the other kids won 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lone Survivor's hanging in there with a little over 7.
Yeah. Jason Reitman's movie didn't make the top 5, did it?
Labor Day? No. Nope. So that, Jack Ryan. Just got over 4 million. That really tanked. And then Labor Day, just over 5 million.
Ugh.
Yeah, not so good there.
Nope. Next week, we have three movies of note. The big one is going to be another family-friendly, The Lego Movie.
Which, oh, boy.
It's so ridiculous. It just looks... I mean, I laugh every time I see clips from this thing. It's just so dumb.
Yeah, but Elizabeth Banks is in this. I follow her on Twitter.
Yeah.
She's been, like, talking about it and stuff. She plays one of the Legos.
Yep. Will Arnett is voicing the Batman Lego.
What?
Yep. So, a lot of big voices. Harry Potter meets Twilight in the Vampire Academy.
Okay.
Opens this weekend. Another adaptation.
Are we done now? Can this be the end?
No, I don't think so. I think we're just scratching the surface.
We're not done. How is it still going?
I don't know.
What's wrong with all you youngins? We're done. Done with the vampire thing. Let's find the next.
And then the George Clooney movie Monuments Men with Bill Murray and a handful of other high-profile actors. This was supposed to come out of Thanksgiving last year, and it was postponed for a variety of reasons. And it's now finally hitting the screens this coming week, and I'm looking forward to this one. So.
Okay. Yeah, it's got quite the cast.
It does. Quite. If you are wondering what's coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week, we've got Matthew McConaughey in Dallas Buyers Club, Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Escape Plan. He's got the Super Bowl commercial this time too. The romantic comedy About Time with Rachel McAdams. Also for the kids, that animated Thanksgiving turkey movie called Free Birds.
Okay.
Which got terrible reviews about how stupid this movie was. And then
that's saying something.
I know.
A kid's movie being pointed out as right. being stupid. Yeah.
And for you comic book fans, the Warner DC original film Justice League War is also available this week on DVD and Blu-ray.
Okay.
Over at Redbox, we've got the TV miniseries Bonnie and Clyde. The horror movie The Expelled, which is kind of like The Breakfast Club meets Friday the 13th.
Okay.
The action thriller Collision. And I didn't know about this. The Alicia Silverstone John Cryer comedy Ass Backwards.
I missed that one, too.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
All right. Over at Netflix, we've got the Psycho prequel Bates Motel. The animated comedy The Croods, which I absolutely loved. Sergio Leone's classic spaghetti western, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. The 1985 George Romero, I think this was the third movie in his zombie trilogy. This is Day of the Dead.
Okay, yeah, I get them all confused.
I know. And then Don Coscarelli, one of his favorite movies of mine is Bubba Hotep. And that is back on Netflix again this week.
Oh, okay, wait, gotta go mark that. Hang on. Okay. Netflix. Hang on, it's coming up. Okay, go ahead.
And he was supposed to make a sequel to it and do Bubba Nosferatu, but then wound up doing, I think, John Dies at the End, and he's got other stuff planned, so I don't think this is ever going to happen. But if you like Elvis and you like Bruce Campbell, you're going to love this movie. Over at Hulu this week, Big Stuff, okay. Right? 1961 Academy Award-winning musical adaptation of West Side Story. Michael J. Fox in Teen Wolf. Not the MTV pseudo-sexual horror, but the
actual. The classic, man.
Exactly.
Classic one.
We've got Rocky, Rocky 2, and Rocky 5.
Okay.
No, don't know what happened to 3 and 4.
Ah.
Or 6. Resident Evil 1 and 2 with Mila Jovovich.
Okay.
And then Jennifer Lopez and John Voight in the absolutely terrible movie called Anaconda. Ugh, oh, geez. It's so bad. Ice Cube is in this, too.
It's called Anaconda.
Oh, so terrible.
Really?
Yes.
What are you expecting, dude?
All right, that's all I've got for streaming and physical media this week.
Okay. TV this week. Yeah, we're still sportsin', but we're starting out Monday night on NBC with Sports Illustrated Swimsuit.
Oh, 50 I forgot
years
about that.
Of beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you know, the pictures in the magazine aren't enough for you, you can watch some video clips. Tuesday, it's coming. Tuesday, Winter Gold, NBC's first look at the Olympics.
Oh.
So they're
it starts on Thursday.
Yeah, so Tuesday night it's a special.
Sorry, I'm jumping ahead.
That's okay, looking at it. And then it's also Biggest Loser finale on Tuesday night NBC. Food Network, the new season of Chopped is premiering. I mentioned that for my mother. Not that she listens to me or anything, but Wednesday is a special on NBC, How to Raise an Olympian, talking to, like, Olympians' mothers and stuff. Bravo, Top Chef season finale is on Wednesday. Thursday, the Olympics actually start, but don't tell anyone this. Because Friday is the opening ceremony.
Oh, wait, so the games are starting on Thursday and then the opening
NBC ceremony. Has listed that there's some skating and snowboarding and skiing going on. They're showing it Thursday, but then Friday is technically the opening, the real opening, the big opening ceremony. Right. And we'll see how that goes, because I was just reading an article. Hmm. I can't remember where it was, but some local journalist went not to the actual, like, arenas,
yes,
but to the neighborhoods around them and took pictures,
yeah,
of just the piles of garbage.
Oh, no.
And all of the construction equipment that they tucked just out of sight.
Ooh.
So it's already right there, but in the area around it, like, this new sidewalks are already crumbling, and, like, it's a complete mess right around which I'm sure we will not be seeing on TV.
Oh, boy.
Anyhow, Saturday, and then we're going to have Olympics, you know, like, all day and Sunday and every evening for the next week and all the NBC channels. But counter programming Saturday on ABC, they're showing the movie The Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah.
Which is that Will Smith.
Yes.
Jaden's in that one too, right?
Yeah.
Anyhow, more counter programming Sunday night, Toy Story 3 is on ABC.
Oh, okay.
And CBS has a Grammy salute to the Beatles.
Nice.
So, a special there. Music this week. Okay, there's a new Now. That's what I call music. Guess what number we're at?
Oh, God. I
49.
49?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Now 49 is out this week.
Oh, my God.
Along with Broken Bell's new one, After the Disco. And then a duet album called Love, Marriage, and Divorce with Toni Braxton and Babyface. How smooth is that going to be?
Wow.
Woof. Mary Lambert has a new one, Welcome to the Age of My Body. Now, you may not recognize her name, but you recognize her voice. She's on Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's Same Love.
Okay.
They took one of her songs, so she's on that. She's a lovely voice. Mm. And she performed with them at the Grammys. Ruben Studdard is back.
Really?
Talking about love, unconditional love. So, album of love songs. And then there's a new one from Tina Turner, but it's not new music. It's a compilation, but it's called Love Songs.
Okay.
And all of her, you know, love songs.
Can't tell Valentine's Day is coming up, can you?
Oh, no, not at all. Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
What?
Have a new one called Black Beehive.
Wow.
And then the soundtrack for Jack Ryan. You want to help out the franchise there, you can pick up the soundtrack.
Yeah.
That's by Patrick Doyle, and it's actually out this week.
Okay.
And then in literature, Robin Cook has a new one called Cell. C-E-L-L. He writes thrillers, but he was like a medical doctor. So he wrote like Coma. Remember that Michael Douglas movie? So creepy. Yeah, that was based on his book. So he writes all kind of medical thrillers. And then Miss Jackie Collins.
Oh, yeah.
Has a new one this week, Confessions of a Wild Child. And here's the best thing. So the cover of this book.
Yeah.
It's about young, crazy, right. You know, LA starlet thing. The cover, I swear to God, they went and found a girl who looks just like Kylie Jenner.
Oh my.
Yeah, like it really looks like her. Okay. On the funny side, one more thing, Stories and Other Stories by BJ Novak that everyone will recognize from The Office. Yes.
And you know, he's bringing that to Portsmouth. They're doing at the music hall. He's going to do a talk.
Cool. Yeah, he'll be on tour with that. Yes. So. You can get it. He's going to be here in Dallas. I gotta get tickets. Okay, thanks for reminding me.
Yep.
Those of you who saw the documentary "Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead," which is about health and juicing and stuff. Joe Cross started that. He has a book out, "The Reboot with Joe: Juice Diet, Lose Weight, Get Healthy, and Feel Amazing." And also another kind of cooking or eating one: "How to Use a Meat Cleaver." Secrets and recipes from a mob family's kitchen. Now, this is the Grazianos who are on Mob Wives on VH1.
Oh, shit.
And spinoffs. So, yeah, it's like a mob family cookbook.
Oh, Lord.
Ugh. Uh-huh. Also health, Tony Horton. He did the P90X and some other workouts.
I'm so out of the loop.
Thanks, Tony Horton. He actually has a book. It's called The Big Picture, 11 Laws That Will Change Your Life. Now, it's not just about physical health. It's about emotional health and just how to get the life you deserve, kind of self-help stuff.
Gotcha.
So if you're into his workouts, you can check out his book, too. All right. A couple big coming to and returning to theater. They have announced Bob Zemeckis and Bob Gale are working on Back to the Future.
Oh, I heard this.
Yep.
Why?
So we don't have date. It's not heading soon, but yeah. So it's the 30th anniversary of the film next year. Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
But yeah, so it will be coming.
So can you say Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark?
Yeah. So, we'll see. We'll see how it ends up. You know, some things surprise you.
Yeah, I know.
Anyhow. But also, coming to the theater, returning to Broadway, and Idina Menzel is finally coming back.
Oh.
She's coming to Broadway on March 5th.
Yeah.
In If Then. It's a brand new musical by Tom Pitt and Brian Yorkey.
All right.
So, she's, you know... We haven't seen her in Glee in a while. We've been missing her.
Well, and I have to... Well, you've been hearing her voice because she's all over Frozen.
Oh, really?
She plays one of the sisters in Frozen, which I imagine if they develop that for Broadway, she's going to have to be considered, even though the girls are younger than... I don't know. We'll see.
So, anyhow, but those of us that have been missing her...
Yeah.
She will be back.
All right. Well, a handful of... remembrances and memorials this week. The animation industry is mourning the passing of two big wigs. Arthur Rankin, who was the co-founder of Rankin Bass that did the Christmas specials like Rudolph and Frosty and Santa Claus is Coming to Town and all the great stop-motion stuff of the 60s and 70s. He has passed away. And Filmation Studios co-founder Hal Sutherland, who was the director on a lot, he and... Lou Scheimer got together and did stuff like Fat Albert and Star Trek the Animated Series and the Archies and Groovy Ghoulies and all that kind of very Filmation stuff in the 70s. He also passed away this week. And then we also just recently lost Maximilian Schell, the Austrian actor who most audiences are going to know from his role in Stanley Kramer's Judgment at Nuremberg, or if you are a 20, or I should say, what do we call ourselves now, the Gen Xers?
Yeah, we're the Xers.
We're the Xers.
And we got the Millennials are coming up now.
Right. Disney's Black Hole that was released in 1979. He played the evil Dr. Reinhardt.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Whose robot, by the way, was named Maximilian.
All right.
He passed away at 83. Big firestorm of controversy erupted this week. Zack Snyder's Batman vs. Superman continues to round out its cast with Jeremy Irons playing Alfred to Ben Affleck's Batman. I don't see how this is going to work because Jeremy Irons has such the dominating personality.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's going to be that great. But here, you say the next part, and then I'm going to shock you all.
Okay. Jesse Eisenberg playing Lex Luthor to Henry Cavill's Superman.
Okay. I am going on record right here and now. Y'all hearing it. Yep. I think he's going to be great. I think he's going to be great. I am putting my money on Eisenberg, and I know no one else in the entire world is.
Jesse Eisenberg can do one thing. He is a one-note actor.
I will bet you that he surprises us. I mean, do dollars to donuts.
I enjoyed Adventure.
You still owe me from a lost bet. You still owe me a dozen donuts.
For what?
They never told us what happened with Walt.
Oh, I'm lost.
We had a dollars to donuts bet.
Yeah,
that's owe true. Me a dozen donuts.
That's such.
I'll make another one with you on Eisenberg, though.
There was a lot of stuff that Lost didn't finish up.
But no, I think Eisenberg is going to be interesting and good. Not just like interesting, like, that was interesting. I think he's going to make some interesting choices, and I think it's going to be good.
All right. Well, let me go on record as saying, A, I did not like Man of Steel. I will stop short of saying I hated it because I respected the fact that of what they accomplished. It was boring. The only stuff I liked was Kevin Costner and Henry. And it wasn't even Henry Cavill at that point. It was Kevin Costner and the younger kid who played Clark Kent.
Okay.
I don't like Henry as Superman. I just don't like the way they've set up this universe. And now that they're expanding it. Now, the only saving grace is the rumor has it that they're trying to get Joaquin Phoenix to play the Joker.
See, I don't like that.
I don't know.
You want to talk about typical.
Yeah. I don't know.
I like Eisenberg because he's not a typical. He's not your first choice. So maybe it'll be something interesting.
Honestly, after seeing Man of Steel, I probably have no interest in seeing this movie. Anyway.
Yeah, and I'm not saying the movie is going to be good. I'm just saying all the uproar about Eisenberg, I think, is going to be for naught.
And we'll see. We've still got 2 years because it's not coming out until the summer of 2016. So plenty of time to talk about this. Seth Meyers exited SNL this weekend after God only knows how many years. He was head writer. He took over after Tina Fey left. And he was the host of Weekend Update, co-host and host for a while. And he's moving to Jimmy Fallon's late night slot.
Yep.
Which should be interesting to see. Dylan Farrow, the adopted daughter of Mia Farrow and Woody Allen, wrote an open letter to the New York Times op-ed section, leveling sexual abuse charges against her adopted father. And social media subsequently exploded with an outpouring of support for Farrow and deriding the legendary director, which I'm...
Who was out with his wife yesterday.
Yes.
And reporters were asking him, and he completely ignored them and like was like playing with his phone.
This makes me so uncomfortable because we are at a point in history with social media where somebody can be tried and convicted.
Right, but this is also something, this isn't new.
I know it's not
She's
new.
She's made these accusations for years.
I know. It's a very dangerous time that we live in right now where somebody's entire life can be turned around.
His life is not being turned around. Again, these accusations have been made for a long time. No one in Hollywood gives a shit.
I know.
And these amazing actors keep working with him. Woody Allen will be he's freaking Woody Allen. How rich is he?
This isn't about money.
He suck. He still gets to keep making them. He is going to be perfectly fine.
Well, and I'm not saying that, but I'm speaking to a larger population. I mean, let's imagine that Roman Polanski's thing happened in this time. You know, how I'm curious to see how that would have exploded.
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with your overall premise.
Yes.
I'm disagreeing that we're feeling bad for Woody Allen.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been a very big Woody Allen fan for a very long time. So I have some conflicted feelings about this because there's a lot of people who say I will never watch another Woody Allen film ever again and his stuff sucks. Well, I'm just having a very difficult time with that. I'm not trying, all I'm trying to do is separate the work from the man.
And how can you when his work is so
personal.
Autobiographical?
I don't know. I'm just having a really difficult time with this. So. Because you know me, I'm very socially conscious.
And it's tough, especially when it's something like this that's not all the information isn't necessarily out there, and it's people saying things. But to me, this seems pretty. Well, seeing as though he married
his other.
Now he never actually adopted.
No, he didn't.
He was adopted by Mia Farrow when she was with Andre Previn. But he helped raise her, and then he married her. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. And I'm not condoning anything, and I'm not.
This is obviously like a pattern.
Yeah, and it's just weird because we are coming up on V-Day, which is celebrated as a worldwide thing about abuse, physical and sexual abuse against women. Mm-hmm. So the timing of this is, you know, it's just going to play out very ugly, I think. Yeah. So, and I'm sure it will have some benefits, you know, to the overall conversation of what we're talking about, and not the specific case, but cases in general, where this kind of thing is shoved under the rug and not talked about and pretended or made to go away. We all have things and people in our lives who have suffered as a result of this stuff, so.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, it's something, yeah, I mean, we should talk about as women, and that's the thing, and also the backlash against her. And when people who also have been part of her life, Diane Keaton, and turn her back,
I know.
Like, what does that say? And we need to talk about it. I mean, myself, I was molested when I was a teenager. And it's something I didn't talk about. I didn't call the police. I didn't even tell my parents at the moment.
Right.
Kind of thing, because it's that shame about it. And that fact, no one's going to believe me. Type thing. And it's a hard line because someone can make up a story. And it's, what do you believe? Because you don't want to not believe someone who's telling the truth. But you're right. Other people's lives can be ruined.
Well, and our news media is so hungry for anything these days. They just jump on stuff without fact checking anything.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's what's happening in this case, but it just, it sets a dangerous
Yeah, this precedent. Is a longer term thing. Like I said, this wasn't like something happened and she all of a sudden is yelling this. She's been telling this story for quite a while.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she told that story, when she was much younger. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, let's switch back to more innocuous, less important things.
Okay.
We are deep into
That's
awards.
That's what we're here for, man.
That's right.
Innocuous, completely unimportant.
We are deep into awards season. Frozen took home Best Picture at the Annie Awards, which is the Animation Industry Awards, this past weekend. Spike Jonze's sci-fi love story, Her, took home Best Original Screenplay at the Writers Guild Awards.
Ooh, okay.
And then the other controversy going on in Hollywood right now is composer Bruce Broughton is reeling over the loss of his Oscar nomination for his song. After he emailed friends, family, and industry colleagues about the honor because it's for a rather obscure film, and yet he was nominated for Best Original Song. But Broughton was a former governor of the AMPAS Music Division, which is the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, which is the Oscars. And the Academy views that as taking undue advantage of a, you know, of your position of influence.
Right. And we had this with the Tonys. Do you remember?
No.
That they were publicizing. It was for Virginia Woolf.
Oh.
It wasn't the actors.
Yes.
They were talking about taking all of them off the nomination.
I forgot about that. That was
and
last
ended
year.
Up not. They ended up somehow punishing like the producer who did it,
okay.
But they didn't, you know, make Tracy Letts and stuff not eligible. But yeah, this isn't like this has never happened.
No.
Kind of thing. But
again, it speaks to how connected we are as a culture.
Mm-hmm.
And how easy it is. We Facebook everything. We Twitter everything. We email everything.
Yeah, like what counts as publicizing.
Yep. If
private versus business versus, direct and indirect. And so there's a lot of gray area now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, two pieces of WTF news before I close out.
Again, what we're here for.
Right. Disney is developing a live-action adaptation of its 90s TV series Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Why?
Because the original producer of the animated series pitched it to the folks at Disney, and they said, perfect, here's some money, go do it.
Okay, then.
Wow. And I'm sure DuckTales will be next after this one.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure there's some people who are very, very excited by this news.
I know people who are going to be very excited about this. And then the other interesting piece is Emma Watson interviewed J.K. Rowling in a magazine article.
Yes.
And the author has admitted to the fact that in hindsight, she would have preferred to have paired Hermione up with Harry instead of Ron.
Yeah, I actually liked the what's his sister? Jenny.
Oh, yeah.
Ginny.
Yep.
Ending up with Ron, or with Harry. I kind of like Ginny and Harry ending up.
Yeah.
But I don't think Ron and Hermione should have. Yeah, that fell flat for me, too.
Because she said something to the fact that they are gonna have a rough time and they would be in marriage counseling for a very, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They'll never make it.
Yeah.
That flashback that they were all fine and whatever, you know, at the very end.
Yeah.
Or flash forward, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no way. They'd be divorced and screaming at each other all the time. Yeah,
I'm trying to think of another author who is in this position to kind of reflect back. I can't think of any other author who would said I would have changed this. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because these characters are still living and breathing in people's minds.
Right. I don't know.
It's fascinating. Anyways, that's all I've got for entertainment news this week.
Okay. You know how, like, Kanye doesn't want to be on the show and is all like...
Gee, I wonder why.
Well, no, because... But guess what? It seems like things have changed because E! Is going to do their wedding this June.
Of course they are, because they're going to give him $100,000 to do it.
Right, because they're going to pay for it.
Right.
They're going to set it all up. And, again, you know, Kim's not going to have to figure stuff. E!'s going to have their producers, basically, arrange a wedding and pay for it. Because, you know, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian don't have the money to do it.
But there's just things people don't realize. When you are reach that level of celebrity status in L.A., you don't pay for anything. You can have all the money in the world and people give you shit for free.
It's when you can pay for it, you get it for free.
Right.
When I can't afford it. Nobody's giving it to me.
Lindsay Lohan lived down the street from me. I can't tell you how many times she got a new car from a different dealership. Either she crashed it or just wanted something else. And she never paid for any of this stuff.
No. Yeah, and that's part of that whole sense of time. Anyhow, it does look like we will be seeing there. It's planned for June, probably in Paris, is what they're saying now. but we will be able to watch the whole thing. Aren't we lucky?
Well, and everyone can write thank you notes to Ryan Seacrest because this is his show. He is
behind this. As much as I love him, we do have him to blame for the Kardashians.
Yeah, well, you're one of the few people who love him. I can't stand him.
Oh, right. He's Ryan Seacrest. I do not like the guy.
He's a schmuck.
Oh, he's adorable. Nice. Okay.
All right. Do we have a contest this week?
We do, and it's a good one, people's Dallas Buyers Club.
Ooh, okay.
So you can see what all the fuss is if you haven't watched it yet with McConaughey and Leto. Like... You can see these amazing performances. Brett just reviewed it for us and gave it quite high praise. And obviously, they're winning awards for it. So people like it. But yep, that is our contest.
Okay. Very cool. All right. Well, thank you guys, as always, for tuning in. We appreciate it. We appreciate you reading our reviews at DVDverdict.com, to following the news at DailyVerdict.com, and listening to our podcast at DVDverdictPresents.com. But until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
Goodbye. Yeah. Goodbye again.